There is no contradicting of the word unbreakable there or broken. There is no contradicting it or objecting to it. It is a kind of a Jewish way of speaking they used within the Talmud. And his example here is given here. If a doctor says something and then another doctor disputes or debates what he says, he would say that it is broken or object to it. The scriptures are not contradictory. They cannot be broken. You cannot dispute what they say. You cannot object and be right to what they say. It does not mean that they cannot be rejected or broken, because we can see within our world that the scriptures are rejected by many, objecting to what it says. They cannot be made loosed or made not to be binding. This is a very strong descriptive terms here for the scriptures, that it cannot be broken. Well, what can be done with the scriptures? Many things can be done with it. To begin with here, let's look. They can be rejected. They will be rejected. John chapter 12 and verse 48. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my sayings hath one that judgeth him. The word that I spake, the same shall judge him in the last day. Why reject it? Why reject the word of God? If it is profitable for our teaching, for our instruction, for our correction, why reject it? Many reasons you could come up with, as could I. But the word of God, just to put it simply, is restrictive to many people. It is restrictive. It places boundaries that we cannot go out and be unpleasing to God. And those boundaries, those restrictions, people do not like. So they reject what God has. And we'll notice here in just a moment, they wrest the scriptures. They can be learned as well. Paul proved that when he wrote to Timothy. We read there in verse 14 of 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 14. And 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 16, we read just a moment ago as well. Some things that are hard to understand, but not impossible. And Paul writes a letter to the Ephesians in Ephesians chapter 3. He says, these things were made known to me by revelation. Verse 4, though, he says, you can learn these things. You can perceive my understanding in the mystery of Christ. But he precedes that verse, those sayings there, by three words. When ye read, when you read the scriptures, you can understand what was made known to me by revelation. That's the key there. That to learn something, we need to read it. To learn, we can understand that, and people understand that within the secular world, whether it be school or different positions within our job or employment, there are things that we need to understand. And how do we come to know those? We learn of those. We read those. It is no different with the scriptures. When we read, we can understand. The Bereans searched the scriptures in Acts chapter 17 and verse 11. We need to search the scriptures. We must search the scriptures. Luke records in chapter 17 there that the Bereans were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they searched the scriptures daily to see whether these things were so. Daily, not casually. Not when they didn't understand something, but they searched the scriptures daily to see whether these things are so. We mentioned in a class period, the lesson in Matthew chapter 13, of that man, of that hidden treasure and that pearl of great price. And search for that hidden treasure. Search for the value of the kingdom of God. The value of the word of God is beyond anything that you can ever imagine. Wealth, as many seen in people's eyes, brings happiness. You remember here month ago, maybe a little bit more, that one person was won one of the largest lotteries that has ever been. $750 million, I think it was. You know what the first thought that comes to somebody's mind when that is? I'm going to be so happy. The scriptures are worth searching. The scriptures is what's going to bring our happiness. The scriptures is what's, and we search those and we find out and come to know God and know His Son. Then we can experience real joy and real happiness. But it's not going to come to you or me by revelation. When ye read, ye can perceive my understanding of the mystery of Christ. They must be expounded upon as well. Luke chapter 24 and verse 45. Then he opened he their mind that they might understand the scriptures. Open their hearts to what he said and the proofs of his resurrection. He fully opened to them. The apostles, his closest confidants and closest friends, they didn't fully understand everything that Jesus was talking about. They learned as as time went on. Jesus expounded to them. Jesus opened their mind. They had some knowledge to discern what is the true word of God. But when Jesus opened their minds, it became better understood to them. Their knowledge.